You're listening to the FQXI podcast. Jorge Pullin at Louisiana State University and Rodolfo Gambini at the University of the Republic in Montevideo, Uruguay, have been examining black holes through the lens of loop quantum gravity, a theory that attempts to unite quantum mechanics and general relativity. According to Einstein's general theory of relativity, space-time is so warped at the centre of a black hole, it becomes infinitely curved at a small point known as a singularity. Here, even the laws of physics break down. But in a new paper, appearing in the journal Physical Review Letters, Pullin and Gambini have shown that loop quantum gravity may be able to remove the singularity from the black hole's core entirely, as Pullin explained to me earlier.
So I'm Jorge Pullin from the Louisiana State University, and I normally work in general relativity, classical and quantum.
You have been looking at a particular problem with black holes, and that's the singularity that lies at their core. Can you tell us a bit more about what the singularity is and why it's predicted to occur in general relativity?
So in general relativity, when one solves the equations of the theory for black holes in situations, say, with spherical symmetry, for instance, one discovers that inside the black hole, there's a place where all the quantities of the theory become sort of ill-defined. They become infinite. Many of them become infinite. And therefore, the theory loses predictive power. It means that there's something wrong with the theory there.
You know, when I've heard people talk about black holes appearing in general relativity, it's because of this idea that according to general relativity, space-time can become curved. It can become infinitely curved at some points that, you know, as you say, this is an area where physics as we know it breaks down and we don't really know what's happening there or how to describe what's happening there. And that's what we call the singularity.
Correct. So we think that classical physics, sort of standard general theory of relativity, breaks down there. And the general expectation over many years had been that when one adds quantum physics to this, somehow the problem will be fixed. And similar concepts of this sort had also been applied at other kinds of singularities, like the singularity that happens at the Big Bang at the beginning of the universe. Now, a few years ago, loop quantum gravity was able to show that indeed for that particular singularity, the one at the beginning of the universe, indeed adding the quantum treatment eliminated the singularity.
So, you know, you talked there about how people have been trying to combine quantum mechanics and gravity and come up with a theory of quantum gravity. And I think physicists have been struggling to do that for some time. And then there's this idea of loop quantum gravity that people have been applying to the Big Bang. Can you explain what loop quantum gravity is before you tell us how you applied it?
So loop quantum gravity is an attempt to apply the rules of quantum mechanics to general relativity by itself. And it uses a lot the geometric notions of general relativity. So space-time becomes quantum. And the fundamental excitations of space-time become one-dimensional in nature. That's what the loops are about.
So when you say that it becomes quantum mechanical in nature, when we talk about space-time, is that a sense in which there's some sort of fundamental building block of space-time, and that's this loop?
Yeah, the loop is like a fundamental block of space-time. It's what endows space-time with geometry. So, for instance, if you envision a surface, like the surface of a table, that surface is pierced by an enormous amount of these little loops that the theory predicts, and each of them endows that table with an area. If there weren't loops there, it would be a very strange situation. You would have a table whose area would be zero. That sort of paradoxical thing that occur when you look at these very quantum regimes of space-time that we're not normally accustomed to deal with in everyday life.
Okay, and so what's happened sort of in the past when physicists who are researching loop quantum gravity have applied it to try to think about what happened at the Big Bang, what's going on with the singularity that people believe occurred at the Big Bang?
Yeah, so a development that took place in the last decade was that people realized that the Big Bang was eliminated by loop quantum gravity and replaced by a bounce. So the universe, if one runs it back in time, one reaches the place where the Big Bang was supposed to be, and the universe is contracting because we're running it backwards. And what one finds is that the contraction stops at a certain point, and it re-expands again into a sort of precursor universe to the one we live in. and the Big Bang was replaced by a region of space-time that is very highly curved, but its curvature is not infinite. And what we have done now is obtain a similar result, but for the singularity inside black holes.
And so now you've taken sort of the mathematics of loop quantum gravity and those ideas and applied them to thinking about what happens inside a black hole. So tell us about what you did there.
So we were able to treat the problem with spherical symmetry, and what we discovered is something relatively similar to what happens in the Big Bang. As one plunges into the black hole, curvatures start to become large, but at some point one reaches a maximum value, and then curvatures start to decrease. And so one sort of could tunnel, in principle, into another region of space-time. Again, the singularity gets replaced by a region of very high curvature, so it wouldn't be possible for a human being to walk through there, saying, well, you'll be ripped apart long before reaching that point by tidal forces. But in principle, you know, if one thought of a very high energetic particle or something like that, it could make it through that region and sort of exit into another region of space-time.
And when it exits into another region of space-time, is it coming out into the inside of another black hole, or is it coming out into normal space-time somewhere else? What exactly is happening?
So our model is an extremely simple-minded one that is not necessarily going to reflect what happens really in nature out there. And what really happens in nature, we don't really know for 100% for sure, because as we know, black holes eventually evaporate by Hawking radiation, and that has not been treated with loop quantum gravity. So I could speculate a little bit about what really happens in nature. What really happened in nature is that as you fall into the black hole starts to evaporate as well, and eventually the black hole disappears, and you just keep moving into the same universe you were in when the whole process started.
So it's like a sort of a never-ending tunnel.
Right.
Okay, and so, you know, why is this so interesting? Because I think, you know, people have been very excited about this idea of getting rid of this singularity. And, you know, why is that? Is it just because physicists don't like singularities because they don't know exactly what happens in this infinitely small area of space-time? Or are there some very important implications to do with why we need to get rid of singularities?
Well, to begin with, singularities are a place where your theory loses predictive power. I mean, you can't compute things that are infinite and so on and so forth. So there's something clearly wrong there that needs to be fixed. And the fact that combining general relativity with quantum mechanics seems to fix it is very attractive, because it means that the combined theory is sort of better than the theory we had before. So I think that's one of the main reasons people were interested in this. And people tried for many years to try to do this, and they weren't successful with previous attempts to quantization that predated loop quantum gravity.
And so, you know, you sort of described how you've looked at a very simplified model, and you're really only speculating about what happens in the sort of the real black holes that we see around us. You know, what's next now? Will it be a question of looking at more complicated models of black holes?
So the current model that we studied in this paper is a model of a black hole that is completely static, it's not doing anything, has been there forever and will be there forever. It has no matter around, it's completely vacuum. In reality, one expects a black hole will form from a star at some point, so it wasn't always there, and one expects that it starts to radiate Hawking radiation and eventually will evaporate, so will stop being there. So as you see, our model really differs quite a bit from what one expects to happen in reality. So the next steps would be to include matter and see if we can treat the black hole that evaporates and see what happens there.
And what does this tell us about what happens to information inside black holes? Because there's been a lot of controversy about this, and you know, you sort of brought up this idea that black holes are believed to eventually evaporate. That was something that Stephen Hawking discovered in the 1970s, that black holes give off radiation and eventually they disappear. And there were large questions about what happens to the information of things that have sort of fallen into black holes. And similarly, I think this question has been coming up again recently, with people still quite confused about what would happen there. You sort of discussed that no humans can kind of travel through this tunnel that replaces the singularity without being destroyed. But what could happen to information? Could that kind of tunnel away somewhere else?
Right. All this controversy about information has to do with a sort of dynamical scenario that happens in reality when a black hole forms and information falls into the black hole and then the black hole evaporates. As I mentioned, our model is too simple-minded to address any of that yet. The only nugget that we can add to the debate about information is this idea that the singularity is eliminated, because if the singularity is eliminated, there's another place for the information to go that wasn't there before. When you had a singularity and the black hole evaporating, like in the traditional picture, there was the question, well, does the information come out with the evaporation, or what happens to it? Now there is like another route for the information to go into, which is the place where the singularity was eliminated.
Thank you to Jorge Pullin for explaining his ideas to Zia.